I studied dance at Ohio State. That's where I'm from, Columbus, Ohio. And then after graduating, I moved to Orlando, Florida, and I danced at Disney World for 2 years. And that was a lot of fun. And then after that, I was just kind of ready for, you know, the next step in my dance career and definitely wanted to progress and challenge myself. So I kind of just did my own research. I researched like the NBA teams and the NFL teams. Broncos was just so iconic and I just loved everything about them. So cohesive as a team. So I flew in for the audition and was just kind of hoping for the best and it worked out. So I was definitely the least prepared auditioner this season. I have never auditioned for a professional sports team. Everybody was blinged out with sequins and rhinestones and I didn't have anything. I think I had like an athletic tank top and like leggings. Like I was not prepared, but the choreography was really fun. It was like very sassy jazz, which is kind of my style. So it worked out. When I heard my number, I didn't think that it was my number. I kind of just blacked out. And as they kept going, I was like, oh, wait, I'm number 10. That's me. It was just like such a blur. We got dressed really quickly, got back on stage. So it happened really quickly, but it was like such a relief, like a big weight off my shoulders. Our fans are so crazy here in Broncos country. You can go anywhere and everybody's going to have on Broncos apparel. When you get to the field on game day, the energy that you're getting from the fans gives you more energy. Just really an unforgettable experience. I'm excited for the next game.